This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to my Millennial Money Express. Hey, I'm recording this in January of 2022, if you are listening to this in the past. But each year, I really, really love reading a book called The Dip by Seth Godin. Now, Seth Godin is one of my favorite authors in the marketing slash business slash thought leading space. And I really want to encourage you. It's a very short read and I've just read it again, called The Dip. And I really want to encourage you to read it. Like, it's just mind blowing. And what I want to share in this Express episode are the seven reasons you might fail to become the best in the world. Okay, so these seven reasons, I absolutely hung on to these when I was starting my first business, when I was losing hope, when things were tough, when I wanted to quit. And the premise of the book, The Dip, I'll just read it at the bottom of the front cover, the extraordinary benefits of knowing when to quit and when to stick. Now, you can use these concepts whether you're starting a business, whether you want to change career, whether you want to study and enter a new career, whether you want to start something or become better at something and become the best at something. And it really is such an amazing book. Anyway, I'm going to read in this quick express episode the seven reasons why you might fail to become the best in the world. And I actually printed these seven things out and they sat at the bottom of my monitor for over 5 years, easy. And I would read them every day. So the first one, you run out of time and quit. You run out of money and quit. You get scared and quit. You're not serious about it and quit. You lose interest or enthusiasm or settle for being mediocre and quit. You focus on the short term instead of the long term and quit when the short term gets too hard. You pick the wrong thing at which to be the best in the world because you don't have the talent. And I'll just continue reading these two paragraphs. By you, I mean your team, your company, or just plain you, the job seeker, the employee, or the entrepreneur. The important thing to remember about these seven things is that you can plan for them. You can know before you start whether or not you have the resources and the will to get to the end. Most of the time, if you fail to become the best in the world, it's either because you planned wrong or because you gave up before you reached your goal. Far out. This is so gold. Ugh. Is it possible that you're just not good enough? That you or your team just don't have enough talent to be the best in the world? Sure, it's possible. In fact, if your chosen area is the cello or speed skating, then I might even say it's probable. But in just about every relevant area I can think of, no, not likely. You are good enough. The question is, will you take the shortcut you need to get really good at this? So I just want to leave it there. There's a link in the show note if you want to buy The Dip. I'll put a Booktopia link. I'll put an Amazon link. I listened to the audiobook and I've got the hard copy. This book changed my life. It's really small and you'll read it in one sitting. The audiobook literally goes for an hour and a half, but it is the most powerful thing. But I just want to do a bit of an autopsy. You could change that to seven reasons why your investment strategy or your financial goals, let me just find it again, page 33, I think it was. Yes. Why your investment strategy or your financial goals don't come to pass. So you run out of time and you give up. So you wanted to reach a goal and you didn't get there. You run out of money. Well, you've obviously may have stopped pumping money into an investment because you've been distracted with something. You get scared. So the market volatility, you're not serious about it and you quit. So you just casually, oh yeah, I want to invest for the long term. Oh, that's cute. And then, oh, there's a new motorbike that you want to buy or a new lounge or something and you're not serious. So you withdraw your investment money and then you quit. You lose interest or enthusiasm and settle for being mediocre. So that's the, you know, yeah, I don't care about investing anymore. I'll just quit, whatever. I'll just stick to where I'm at. I'll spend all my money. You focus on the short term instead of the long. Yep. And you quit when the short term gets too hard. So short term, again, maybe market volatility or everyone else is going on holidays and all that stuff. And you just quit your investing. You pick the wrong thing to be the best at in the world. So you pick the wrong investment. You know, everyone bloody told you to buy a house, but you don't want to buy a house. You wanted to do shares, but you bought a house and then it all gets too hard and you sell it and you're back where you started. So as just, you know, thinking out loud, as much as this book really helped define my career, my business, my life, the stuff that I start, stuff that I didn't do, can that and will it, and probably does, apply to our financial goals? So just, yeah, I'm just there. I've got to go, but thanks for listening. I'll see you guys soon. It's been great having a quick chat. All right, bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Simo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorized representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.